From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yep. Bleed Blue Roundtable schedule is to be released in any second now, Steve. What's up, bro?
Schedule release. What's going on, Chris? Yeah, hey, schedule release episode. What's up, man? How you doing? I'm going to talk that when it drops and get out to the other news as well. Get the drafted stuff, the rest of the draft picks, undrafted picks. Casualties like James Bradbury, talk about all that, try to squeeze all that within an hour. What are your thoughts, man, as far as the rest of the draft, just top level wise, and are you ready for this tonight's Wiz Barons, tonight's episode?
Well, you know, the thing about the draft, and we do this every year, we throughout the summer, as soon as the season ends, you start wanting, wishing, hoping. You hear stuff, you hear rumors, all the mock drafts come out and all this kind of stuff, and you're all anxious, and all of this anxiety happens throughout the holidays and through the Super Bowl and the playoffs, whatever. Then day comes, Steve, and they start picking, and you go, yay, nay, nay. You go to another myriad of emotions just on that weekend, okay? But after it's over, and you may just be disappointed at first like I was this year. But after it's over, you start, you know, calming down, and you start looking at it on face value, and you say to yourself, you know what? This might not be that bad. Well, that's what I said this year. It's not that bad. And and I feel good about the regime. So, you know, there's a few world beaters in there, and there's a few guys that have question marks, and there's a few guys that I think can stick and help us. So it's... In the end, it all came out in the wash, man. It's going to be pretty much what we expect.
Yeah. I was a little surprised at some of the picks, the selections. Some of these guys I did not have on my radar. I hope our franchise knows what they're doing. We're giving them the benefit of the doubt. On our stakeholder mock draft episode, I kind of had an idea, kind of like what you guys had on that about, what, a month ago when we did the episode?
Yeah.
And we were kind of on the same page, just intertwining where we was doing value at position. Mm-hmm. But when I saw, you know, day two, day three of the draft in Vegas, and I was like, I don't know about these guys. But I will give the benefit of the doubt, because the wide receiver, the Robinson pick, was really – I don't know how you feel about that, or even the stakeholders, because I don't think you guys had an episode since that that day one. But let me say something before we jump into that. Let me read what I see. Okay, now I got the official schedule for the Giants. I don't even see the rest of the National. We got week one in Tennessee. I'm looking at it right now. Week one in Tennessee, a late afternoon game on top of that, 4 o'clock game in Tennessee, in Nashville. Home opener versus the Panthers. I'm reading right down the line, so you know you follow. You'll bring on the stakeholders. We got the Panthers at home opener. Got Dallas on Monday night, the next game, versus the Cowboys. Got a home game after that versus the Bears. Then we go to London, and so Aaron Rodgers could carve us a new a-hole. We're gonna get destroyed. Baltimore. Got a home game versus Baltimore on October 16th. Let's see. At Jacksonville on October 23rd, a 1 o'clock game. Then after that, fly to Seattle the very next week. So back-to-back road games, you got a week 9 bye week. This is not a bad schedule now that I'm looking at it. It's not that bad. It's just got that London game and then the Jacksonville, the Seattle. That's not that bad. I mean, it's bad, but it ain't bad as far as travel.
It's
Houston.
Not bad. We could hang.
Detroit. Is this a Thanksgiving game? We play on Thanksgiving this year. Holy shit. We at the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving. Oh, God. Not in front of the world.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I don't.
Yes, it is.
Shit.
Wait a minute.
Bitch. I'm looking at it right now. Oh,
yes,
shit. All right, we got the Commanders on the week after that. Damn, man.
We got a whole week in the next 10 days before we see the Commanders.
Philadelphia. Oh, man, that's, wait a minute. One, two, three. Damn, four straight division games starting Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we got the Eagles at the end of the year. Twice.
So, okay.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Oh, son of a bitch, at Minnesota on Christmas Eve at 1 o'clock. What a, well, there he is.
Yep.
I see what you're saying. Yes, we're going to spend New Year's in Philadelphia. Watch your Eagles. I mean, your Giants versus Eagles. New Year's Day.
I'm having anxiety as we speak right now. I don't know.
Well, they didn't hit you. They didn't hit you with the back-to-back division games. So, you know how they usually do back-to-back division games at the end of the year? They didn't do it this year. They got the Colts. Wait a minute. Am I reading this right? No. I'm sorry. I'm reading this wrong. Eagles is not on New Year's Day. It'll probably be a week after that because we got the extra week. All right. So it's the Colts.
The Colts
is a home game.
Yeah.
I got it.
But the Beagles, see, that's the game that everything could be held in the balance. That's the game that we might need. And we have to go there.
Are you insinuating that we're going to be in the division race this year? Am I hearing that?
No, I most certainly am. You think I have faith? You honestly think I have faith in the Beagles, the Salamanders, and the friggin' what's the other team I'm missing here? Oh, the She-Girls? I don't think so.
I'll tell you this because I see that the transaction where I appreciate the transfer of the funds of the Kyle Hamilton situation a couple of weeks ago. I appreciate that. So we can put another little Coinbase little wager. I hate to bet against my team.
Let's go 20 this time.
So what are we saying? Let's go 20 for the division. Or what are you saying?
Okay, hold up. Give me 2 more weeks for that so I can take a good look at the camp. I take that back.
You got all the time in the world, brother.
No, I'm going to have 2 weeks. Listen, we got Derrick Henry out the gate. I know we can beat the Panthers. I don't know what the Cowboys represent. I have no idea. Okay, the Bears, we're going to beat them. That's a winnable game. The London game, that's your ace in the hole right there. That's the one that the ball won. So let's see. That's what we're gonna see. I can't do it from the gentleman side of town anymore. He's gone. I'm looking at the new regime. One team to compete. So now after that, you got the Ravens. Then you come back and they beat the Jaguars' ass. Then you can actually beat the damn Seahawks' ass. And right there, you're 4-4 at the worst. I think you can seriously be.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, give you 2 weeks. Look at the stakeholders on.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. You're 4-4 at worst. At worst. And I don't know if let me see. We have to go to Tennessee. We'll beat them there. Panthers are coming in at 2-0. Cowboys, yes, we will. Cowboys, we definitely going to beat the Cowboys. We definitely going to beat the Cowboys. That's 2-1. Hold up,
Chris. I don't think you're hearing me.
Bears with 3-1. We may lose to the Green Bay Packers. That's 3-2. The Ravens, they ain't a finished product. And also, Wink Martindale has more incentive to win that game. So right there, that's 5-3.
Yeah, right.
3-1, 3-2, 4-2. Then we'll beat the Jaguars 5-2. And then we'll beat fucking Seattle. They ain't shit no more. So
I hope you have to pay taxes on that transfer, man. So we'll get these wages in order, man. Let's get the stakeholders on, man. I know they got the sounds on the schedule.
I'm sorry.
Draft picks.
Get
a roll call.
Damn it. All right. What's happening? And this is my girl right here. My wonderful one, Comfortable Lady Blue. What's up, girlfriend?
Just say hello real quick.
What's up, babies? Hey, like I said, who's going to be here on October 23rd? Party at Lady Blue's house. Going to the game. The beers are cheaper.
I'll
the seats are better. And the screen is bigger. Hell yes.
Yes, I'll be the one with the drunk.
Everybody's invited.
Thank you.
But hell
yes. I'm on my way.
Hell yes. Like I said, not for nothing, I don't go to Jaguar Stadium anymore because I just don't like it. People here don't deserve an NFL team because they're more to get drunk instead of watching football. And the last two times that the Giants were here and I was, you know, running my mouth and all in my Giants gear, I had beers dumped on my head. So I said, I ain't going to the game no more.
Wait a minute, ladies. No, I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Hold on, we're coming back.
We're coming right back. Is this the definition himself? Let me see. Lick, are you on the air? Okay, we'll wait for you later, man. We'll wait for you for later. He might have dropped you anyway. All right, it just must be my homie. It's got to be my homie coming up here. What up, Chief?
Yo, what's going on? What's up, fellas? Happy schedule release day.
Yes, I just told your boy 6-2 out the gate.
You're very optimistic. I'm still in wait and see mode. I'm hoping for 8 games this year. Period. So that's double our win total from last year.
Give me your money right now, Chris. Unless you want me to try for real, Chris.
I'm not a betting man, but I'd bet against you on that one.
Okay, you know what?
And you are
you
still
what?
My brother.
I've done this to y'all before, and I have methods. So stand by. That's all I got to say about that. But before we go any further, let me say this. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Steve and Chris, Big Blue Roundtable Schedule Release Show. Y'all make me laugh. Check us out on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, The Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show. Our number is 929-477-4171. I can't even know my number now. Yes. I am being very optimistic, and I'm taking it to another level because I believe in this new franchise. And when I say that, I'm talking about the regime itself. I like the roster moves they've made already, but more importantly, I like what they've done with their front office. These are new cats here with a new outlook, a new perspective, and I love the coaching staff thus far. This is a new squad. This ain't the old regime where we don't know what the hell's going on, what not to expect, the same old mortar bun offensive schemes and what have you. This is a new defense. I'm liking what I see. I'm being optimistic. Watch out for the New York Football Giants in 2022. As we were saying, definition of lit. Where you at? Jason don't like us. Oh, he don't like me.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Hey, I'll raise that $20 and put a crisp $100 bill down on this wager.
Okay, what's the wager? You don't even know what the damn wager is. What's the wager?
I was listening. It was going in and out. You were saying what? 4-4? To Azul for $20?
Well, that's the original one, yeah. But you
can I jump in?
Oh, Steve, I got to wait. Because wait a minute, I want this cap. Hold on.
I mean, look, I'm happy as shit too, but
let me tell you
what I was talking about 30 seconds ago.
I'll put all three of you on. Wait till cap comes. Let cap come and go.
Oh, Jesus.
Done. I'm good for it. All right. So hold on. Just salivate right now. Y'all got to get disappointed. Bad. But let me say this. Tomorrow's freaking tomorrow's voluntary minicamp, right? Is that right, Steve? Is that the correct date?
Yeah. One of those camps, yeah.
So,
I mean, we've been doing so many long, we talk about it every year. Yeah, it is.
Terrible,
yeah.
Man.
It's
so
coming
bad.
Out right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, but all of them look, where are we gonna go with this one? Because I've seen a lot. I like if the final analysis is I'm okay with our picks, especially the top half. I think we've got some surprises that are going to shock folks when they make this team. For me, it's Dane Belton, the safety out of Iowa, that's going to surprise a few people. I like him a lot, but we're going to hear his name a lot. I think he's a bona fide giant. He's got good size. You'll see him. He's a turnover machine, man. He's a turnover machine. He had what? He's first team all Big Ten. Strong Cat, I'm letting you know right now, he's my ace in the hole. I'm liking this guy. I have no idea why he lasted so long in the draft, but he's going to be here for a minute. You can bet your bottom dollar he's got the kind of caliber and the kind of athletic caliber and the kind of mental capacity that's going to take him a long way. That's my guy. Watch for him in rookie mini camps, and watch for him also at the start of the season because he's going to make this team. All right, we have to get it out.
I have one question for you before we go to Lane on the schedule. I got one question for you. It goes back to the draft a couple of weeks ago. So when Kyle Hamilton was on the board, we talked about it a month ago about on the stakeholder mod draft episode, the situation that could arise that he's going to fall. What was going through your head when he was on the table and the Giants went with Neil? Like, what were your thoughts? Or even pick number five.
I was surprised that Kayvon Thibodeau was our pick. That surprised me. I thought they were going to if anybody ever listens to the draft show that we had on, I was dead set against that. I think he surprised me so far with his acumen, with his personality, with these interviews he's given. But I just felt that we were looking at Jadeveon Clowney all over again, you know, come in with flash and, you know, fight like a pillow, you know what I mean? I just felt like that's what was happening until he started, you know, making the rounds and being a little bit more receptive. I know Harry Carson and especially Michael Strahan jumped in and offered to mentor him, and he's been very receptive. So I like the guy. I think he has something to offer, barring injury, to our edge, to go on the other side of Ajulari. So we'll see what happens. I was a little bit hurt that he was drafted. I thought we'd get Neil first, and after that, number seven will be Hamilton, who to me is the quintessential Giant right there. But it didn't happen, and what was going through my mind hurt, man. I was like, okay, y'all can make up for it at number 36. But they traded back, and that's where it really got me. That's where I was screwed up, because to me, 36 is a glorified first rounder. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are y'all doing? And they traded back, and then they got a wide receiver that I'd never heard of. And I went, okay, this isn't working for me. So I was a little disillusioned. Like I told you at the start of the show, I was a little disillusioned at the outset of the draft. But I kind of calmed down after I reviewed everything, and you know, for a while. And that's it.
All right. Let's go to Elaine, Lady Blue, and get her thoughts on the schedule and the draft picks, especially the schedule, because I know she's hyped about the Jacksonville game, a.k.a. the Evan Engram tailgate, the return. Elaine, are we going to have an Evan Engram jersey bonfire party? I would love that. I'll show up for that.
Oh, that. If someone brings a jersey, sure. I'll have a fire pit
Let's
by then.
It.
Hell yeah.
An Evan Engram bonfire party. I love it.
Yes. Shit. I'm already thinking ahead to this thing. Like I said, I've already tagged anyone I can think of. I'm just, you know what? It's going to be fun. I said, I with an 11-foot projection screen and full surround sound and barbecue and a pool table and beers and alcohol, we'll have our own fun. We don't need to go to the damn game because God knows how much tickets are going to be here at Jacksonville because their tickets have skyrocketed over the last couple of years. Plus, parking alone at stadium is now over $50. It's ridiculous. Are you kidding? We actually have tickets. We're finally going to have the stadium tour here in Jacksonville. It was supposed to be in 2020. That's finally happening on July 2nd. We're just going to Uber to the damn stadium. But, I mean, but then again, I also live so damn close to the stadium that when they shoot off fireworks, we can hear it from my house. So I said, it'd be more comfortable here. Friends, screw going to the game. I mean, we all don't. Yeah, know that. We'll have more fun here, and we can all get drunk and act rowdy here, and who cares?
That's what I'll be doing. I'll be the one with – see, I'll be drink with you when I'm with y'all, you know. I can get buck wild then. I can act stupid and just lose my goddamn mind. And that's what
I am actually looking forward to this season. I mean, believe it or not, we haven't – God, I don't remember the last time we played on Thanksgiving, but I know that our stats aren't that bad on Thanksgiving. I'm actually happy we don't have a primetime game because our stats really suck in primetime. So yay us. But, yeah, I like the new regime also, and I'm just going to go with it. And my theory is as long as we beat what we did last year, we're progressing in the right steps. You know what I mean? But, hey, but we've got some winnable games. We really do. We've got a lot of winnable games, and I'm just – You know, the two teams that I just can't stand that I hope we beat the crap out of them. So, you know, the Eagles and the Cowgirls, as long as we beat the crap out of them and hopefully we can sweep their asses this year, I'll be a happy camper. But I'm so glad the schedule's out. I just can't wait for people to be here. I miss everybody so very much. But like I said, the last year has been a whirlwind here for me. Personally, financially, emotionally, I'm just looking forward for just a full weekend, even if it's just a day, but a full weekend of just cutting loose and hanging with my Giants family.
Bam! That's what I'm talking about. And I'll be right there with you, girlfriend.
I can't wait.
Bates, where you at, man? Give us your thoughts, homie.
I'm here, family, but... Definitely want to be in Jacksonville. I was thinking about doing the annual tailgate there, but Elaine's not talking about going to the game. So we're going to have to discuss that further. But we do have a primetime game. We have Monday night against the Cowboys, week three. And, yeah, our schedule sucks.
I
don't know if we have a Thursday game. I don't know if we have a Thursday game. Usually a Thursday game we play Philly, so I got to check that. We do bad on Thursday games, too. Initially, looking at the schedule, first thing that comes to me is the London game. So I'm already booked for London, and we're going to try to do some things out there. So more to come on that. Nothing too heavy, just, you know, try to have some fun when we go out there. We went in 2016, Steve, you remember, we had a great time out there, and we did actually win that game on that Collins interception run back. But right now, I'm keeping a wait and see open mind. The draft, I was with some questionable stuff. I didn't understand why we moved back because of the money to sign players. Didn't understand why we drafted another short wide receiver. We need a big wide receiver. Didn't understand that. I don't watch college football. I know I would get knocked for that. So from the little research I did on Kayvon Thibodeau, he seemed to be all right. And then the Giants alumni seem to be up on him as well. So that looks good. I think the Evan Neal was a good pick in the first round. So I think those were solid moves. Hopefully, you know, he'll stay, you know, healthy and things like that. The schedule, I'm hoping for 8 wins. That's as optimistic as I can get. Really what I want to see is competition every week. I want to see creativity. I want to see, you know, some excitement back in our, you know, those days. I know old school Giants is, you know, defense and smash mouth football. That brand of football doesn't really exist anymore, really, in the NFL. It's about scoring points and getting up and down the field and scoring touchdowns. And we got to get back to averaging more than. We don't even average 20 points the last couple of years, and that's not good. So this is also the proven year for Mr. Daniel Jones, and, you know, they've given him the keys, and we got to figure that out. But towards the schedule, I don't think it's a tough schedule. There's some winnable games, but we got to see how fast the team comes together. And this is for more or less a brand new team, a lot of different parts. And we're going to see how it works when they mesh. It's going to take a couple games to mesh, even with that line, for them to start playing together. So I hope we stay injury-free early, you know, early and often. So we can only hope to see. And I'm surprised that we don't have a bye after London. But I guess it's too early in the year, but usually that's how it happens. So that's kind of weird, too.
Yeah, so Steve, what are your thoughts, Steve? What are you looking at when you look at the schedule? You know, you done dogged me out already, man. So your optimism obviously is a little bit lessened than mine, if you want to call it that. I want to know what you're thinking. Everybody else talked about theirs. What do you think?
I mean, I don't think we're a good football team. And like Bates said, you just don't draft people and expect it to work right away.
True.
Some cases it could work, but at the same time, we have a new regime, like you guys have been saying, and it's going to take a while. You just don't jump into it right away and just work. This is not a video game. Schedule aside, I mean, just being competitive is just kind of what I want to see. I don't have a lot of expectations at all. I kind of see it similar to last year before we take a step in the right direction, maybe next year. I want to address the Bradberry situation real quick because of, I think a lot of fans were expecting him to be traded and they not to have a market for him. I really want to get your opinion on this, Chris, as far as Bradberry. That's probably probably more of a topic for me than the actual schedule itself. I wanted to ask you, why was there not a market for him? You know what I'm saying? Like, what, we have the salary cap situation is the number one thing on this team right now. And to not have a market for him, what does that say? We already know what it says about Gettleman, but the fact that no teams wanted to acquire or exchange assets for him and his contract. What were your thoughts about that and just letting him just go out to the Wolves and let him be on a free market? What are your thoughts about that, Chris, on that? Or anybody wants to speak on that as well after Chris.
Okay. Okay, so definitely about for Shane, I think this move for the Giants was more about the money than an indictment on what Bradberry's 28-year-old butt can do. He was set to make $13.5 million this year, and that would have counted against, I think, about $21 million on salary. And it was one of those catch-22s. If you release him, then that left the Giants thin at cornerback, and just left the Doreen, right? But you needed the savings at the same time to sign your draft class and operate throughout the season. So they were just under $6 million under the cap as of last week. He had $2 million of a $13.4 million base salary guaranteed at the start of the league year, which Shane could not afford if he's going to bring in other pieces here, okay? Not because he had a tricky contract, which Bradberry's agent presented it to the Giants a couple of years ago, and the Giants said, cool, we don't need to look at it. We want them. We trust you. We got it. And they didn't look at all of the incentives about it. So now, with him being released like he did, we got to eat about $10 million in dead money against the cap. So that's like close to $30 million in dead money for everything. And Shane came into this situation not wanting to deal with anything like that. He wanted to do team building, but you can't team build if you're hindered by what you can't afford. That's why,
that's
and
true.
It also affected their draft too later on in the middle rounds. Okay? Because now you got to confer with your coaches. Now you got to confer with your staff, and also if you notice very quickly, two of the top scouts for the Giants were fired right after the draft. Right after the draft, boom, y'all gone on Monday. So there was something there that indicated to me that there was an internal issue that wouldn't have been resolved by releasing Bradberry. But they still tried to trade him all the way up to the last minute, and it just did not work. So I don't know, man. I really don't know. I just know one thing. It hinders a lot of issues, okay, and us not having – and Shane, let's just look at Shane and the coaching staff, them not having that extra capital to move forward with what they wanted to do, it kind of hinders us right out the gate. That's why I really can't argue when you said, okay, look, man, I'm not that optimistic. I get it. And I'm with that too. But back for this year, I know this, but the good thing about it is going to be a one-year problem. I wish we had been able to deal him. But here's my thing. This is also on the Giants as well. They could have been more aggressive in dealing him too. They could have made the right phone calls and did the right packages. They could have did something on draft day. They could have did something pre-draft where they wouldn't have had to move up, and they could have gave up the draft picks even next year if you knew that you was going to get something in return for him, say a fourth and maybe a fourth and a third or something like that. From next year, you would have been okay. But they weren't aggressive. And so I can't really totally blame Shane because he's bugged out. He's coming into this thing going, I'm pretty sure he sat at his desk that first day and went, oh, shit. Look, I need a meeting right now. And his head started turning because he was, you know, this is not what you expect to do. And he also he wasn't informed about this from the ownership either, that he'd have to have this kind of problem. They just figured, okay, you can take care of it, which is what Giants management is always, I mean, Giants ownership is always done, you know, passing on. So, yeah, that's my thought. Now we're in a pickle because we couldn't have taken care of it. So that's it.
All right, now last question, and go back to you, and then anybody else wants to answer. This goes back to the same situation. $11 million plus cap for Bradbury, and then let's what? How much was Logan Ryan? Another $11 million, so that's $22 million. Solder was probably another five or four or something. That's a lot of fucking money, man. The point I wanted to say is, I agree with you on Booker. But are you a little surprised going back to the draft? Like, we talked about it on the stakeholder my draft. Like, I think DB was eyed on the Cincinnati running back, and I was kind of like, I don't know if he was going to be there. I was going to go for Pearson out of Florida. We didn't select the running back. Were you surprised at that? Especially getting five? Like, do we not need a running back? I mean, what running back we got? Don't say Saquon Barkley. I'm serious. Like, who do we have?
I know. Let me see. Who do we have? We didn't draft one.
Nope. And cut Booker.
And I'm not counting any of the players. I'm sorry. I'm not counting any of the players from the undrafted list. I just can't do that right now because that's not drafting. That's sort of like applying for jobs. That's like basically looking at applications, so I can't do that.
What undrafted running back we got? I don't remember seeing that. Who?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember either.
I didn't see that.
Matt Breida. Yes.
Oh, you're talking about free agency.
That's the running back. The roster.
They had the Corbin kid, I think, for Florida State. But, I mean, you know, the undrafted guys are kind of like projects. All right. Anything else you could throw back at Elaine and Biggs, man? Because that's my concern with the salary cap situation. Because we didn't really address anything I thought we should address, at least in the middle rounds, man. Because I thought that was somewhat of a plan.
That's depressing. But anyway, good. Who are we talking to? Who's up?
I don't know, get Litz back. Bring on Lit and whoever after that. I think Dre's with us too. Let's go to Lit and get his thoughts, man. Say that again?
I said all we have is Matt Breida and Gary Brightwell. Those are the two other running backs we have on the roster.
I didn't hear one word.
Hey, I can't hear him.
I can't hear him.
Right, we'll come back.
We'll come back.
All
right. Dre Graham! What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? My bad, man. Every week I'm in a different time zone, man. I keep on missing the show because I'm in a different time zone. Now I'm 3 hours behind, but yeah. But anyway, I came in when you guys was talking. What's up?
Glad to hear you, bro.
Yeah, man. I see you saw I was in San Fran flossing and everything, but that's another story. But I went to go get Debo, man. I'm trying to get Debo to come to us, but that's another story. That's another story. But yeah, about the draft, man. Yeah, I kind of was scratching my head on the wide out too. You know, we keep getting these these slot receivers, and we want to plug them in at wide receiver. And you know, every player isn't Beckham or Cruz. Beckham and Cruz were exceptions. You know, Beckham was wide out and could play the slot just as good as, you know, he could play the slot just as good as he did wide out. Cruz was a slot who could play wide out just as good as he did slot. The man was catching 60-yard passes out of the slot position, which was, like, unheard of. But, that receiver would have been – he could have been there later rounds, man. I don't understand that. And as far as the schedule, my only beef is, and I've told you guys time and time again, we garbage in September. Why are you putting divisional games in September? Why can't we have a divisional game week 5, week 6? Why we got to have it week 3 when everybody on here can walk around the corner to the high school that's around the corner from them, and that school could whoop our ass in the week of September? That's how garbage we are in September, because we're slow starters. We get strong as the season moves on. So I'm kind of pissed off that every year, you know, Dallas gets the little – I'm not going to say easy game against us, but the less competitive game against us. I mean, yeah, and then when they do get the later game, we always injured, so that's like a double-edged sword. We can't win. It's like a no-win situation for us. When we go into that game, it's always something wrong. But it kind of – I mean, at least it kind of seems like this you know, this new front office, they – kind of tried to take. Well, I was very, very happy with the first round. The two picks we had, I was happy. Those two picks, I'm like, okay, all right. Seems like we going in the right direction. Then, like you said, and some other people said, like the middle rounds, it was like downhill. Like it was like what? Like,
okay,
yeah, man. Huh?
Well, I was thinking,
yeah.
I'm not
gonna
continue. I was just talking.
Yeah. And the Bradbury thing, I really don't know what to think about that. Like you said, it probably was a money thing. Not probably. I think it really was a money thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's like, can't get my hopes up because, like, we've been going through this year after year, man. It's like we get fed food gold every year. And sometimes we bite and sometimes we don't. But I'm just excited for this year because, you know, Giants football coming back. I have no expectations on the team where we're going 8 games, 9 games, 4 games. I don't – what happens is just going to happen. Because this is the rebuilding gelling year, so we're gonna see what's what and what's gonna go on.
Okay, 929-477-4171, Big Blue Roundtable. Is Lit back or did Elaine speak or I don't know what's going on no more.
Hey, I got a serious question for the whole group.
Okay,
with the schedule just coming out, I want honest with what you think we can do this season.
It's too early to tell.
Well,
it's too early to tell.
Well,
how do you know your roster? How do you know your final roster?
We know everyone else's roster, too, and we know who we drafted, and we kind of have an idea with who we drafted.
Be careful, Elaine. Be careful.
You don't want to speculate?
Do you really know who we drafted?
Yeah, that's true. But like I said, I'll be happy if we just beat last year. But I'm hoping
I'm hopeful. How about that? I'm very, very hopeful. I mean, not playoff hopeful or like 10, 11 wins hopeful. I'm just hopeful.
What does that mean, though? Okay. I don't understand. Like, what, for real. Like, what does that mean? Like, do we make the playoffs or not? That's where it starts. I say no. Do we make the playoffs? Are we hopeful to make the playoffs?
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so.
All right. There it is.
I love
it. We could go. I mean, what else? Elaine, I'm going to go back to you real quick, and if we could get Dwayne on after that. As I think you mentioned it, or somebody mentioned it. Like, Dallas is our only. Not only there are only what's it called, primetime game? We play them twice on primetime. One on Monday Night Football, and one on Thanksgiving. Do you like that, or how do you feel about that? Do you feel that? Yeah, I know the Giants was a bad product last year. You think that this is what they deserve, but they deserve two primetime games versus the Dallas Cowboys? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think we suck at primetime, and especially it had to be the damn Cowgirls. I mean, our record for primetime is horrendous, but our record for Thanksgiving isn't that bad. I think we're like 7-4-1 or something like that. I mean, and to me, the Cowgirls are overrated as it is. I never, you know, I don't like their asses. I hate the whole organization. I wish the entire stadium would implode with the team and the owner in it. So I hate them. You'll never, ever catch my ass at AT&T Stadium, ever. I mean, because if I was to walk in there, no, I can't do it. I hate the whole state.
I'll tell you how it is, because I'm going this year. I'll be there on November 24th.
Yeah, I can't do it. I would get probably arrested because I'd get into a fight with a Cowgirls fan because all they do is talk shit and live in the past and everything else, and I can't do it, and I'm too mouthy. I can't do it.
You describe the Beagles. Anyway, that's a big story. All right.
As far as Thanksgiving, we actually, I mean, we have, to me, in my eyes, every game is winnable because it's any given Sunday. Every week is different. And if we go by, you know, the definition of an insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, especially a different result, especially with our team, we've been in that momentum for many, many years. But with this new regime, and they're actually, to me, they're heading in the right direction. So that's why I say I'm hopeful, because I think we will do better than last year. I just don't know how well we're going to do, and we won't know until we can see, like you said, who plays, how they mesh on the field, you know, the synchronization and the team, you know. And the one thing we need to get rid of before anything is the injury bug. We need to nip that in the bud, because that destroys us almost every year. So I'm just, like I said, for the way things are going and the way things have progressed this off season and during the draft, I'm hopeful. So I'm going to try and bring that hopefulness into the beginning of the season. I mean, yeah, I'll still yell and scream at the team like I think they can hear me every game, but I'm going to be more positive because I feel a little more positive about this season.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Where's my man Bakes at? I ain't heard from him in a minute.
Yeah. So with the whole cap situation, I understand, and I think that's something that's really going to hinder some of our progress this year. We also did get an undrafted running back out of, I think, Florida?
Florida State.
So that's – yeah, Florida State. Yep. So – but with the whole thing with Bradberry, it was unfortunate, and it was a move that should have been made. And that's another, I don't hate to bring up the previous GM, but his inability to move assets, or maybe they told him not to make any moves last year. We should have dumped Evan last year. We should have dumped Bradberry last year. We should have done those things, even if we got something, a fourth rounder, something. But then again, with the whole cap thing, maybe all them extra picks wouldn't have really helped. But, Shane has his – financially, he has his work built out for him. But that's why I'm not expecting too much this year. I just want to say I want to see how the team's going to come together, how they play together, who's going to be the defensive lead, who's going to be, who's going to make decisions, how the offense is, the new offense, because I know another new offense that's going to have to be learned by Jones and the rest of the offensive skill players, how the line going to, there's so many moving parts that we don't know. I'm just hoping, keeping an open mind about it being competitive and not like how it was on the previous regime where even though you weren't playing well, you still got to play. If not, let them young people play and see what we have, you know, because it's not like we're not going in playing for a championship, you know. So everyone's up for evaluation. That's the way I need to look at it. Everyone's up for evaluation. Nobody's job should be safe.
All right. Okay. I'm with you on that, bro. Before I say anything else, is Lit completely backlit yet?
Yeah, dude, I have no idea. But listen, let me just get like a minute and a half real quick. The draft recap. Just like my dude Dre Graham said, a lot of people were like, what was going on after the second round with where these guys were coming in from? What you got to realize is we let go of 20 guys from last year. So even though people might have, like, scratched their head, we still had to draft people to replenish what Joe Shane discarded. I mean, there's 20 people were gone. You got to fill the team up. That's number one. James Bradbury, that was kind of an interesting situation. Everybody, and I mean everybody, knew what the Giants needed to do. A lot of people were mad. Oh, we couldn't get this. We couldn't get that. You got to hand it to the other 31 team. Why would they want to give up an asset for somebody that was going to be released? It's almost like you're going to try to buy these golf clubs from this guy, and you know tomorrow he's going to put them out in the trash on public property. You can just go walk the next day and pick it up, and you just got yourself pretty much a free set of golf clubs. He devalued the situation. Everybody knew James Bradbury was going to be released. Why would any other team want to give up a pick for somebody that was going to be discarded? It just doesn't make any business sense. But we put ourselves there. As far as the schedule, I'm really liking it. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity to, like, you know, go to new places, new venues. Seattle's looking really good. The tickets are going to be kind of cheap there. Russell Wilson's gone. I'll book London this weekend, but, you know, I mean, it's a really nice schedule. Obviously, we got 9 home games. I think they're basically home 2, gone to London and back home for 2. But, I mean, it's a really nice schedule. Just like Steve said, we don't even know who the team is, so there's no early predictions. Let's just wait till mini camp or training camp starts before we kind of nestle into the, you know, plus or minuses of the wins and stuff like that. Other than that, everybody's open for observation, and, you know, if you make it on the team, great. If you don't, okay, it is what it is. But we got competent people running the show.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Liz. That's the definition himself. Steve, you got anything else real quick?
No, I don't have anything else. I think we kind of touched on it all, from the schedule to the draft. The picks, for the most part, we didn't really dive into each pick. I'm pretty sure we could cover that all summer long.
Pretty much.
I'll be honest. I don't love the draft, to be honest with you, because I think how my philosophy based on need and value and contracts and salary caps, things of that nature. And let's say, of course, they're the professionals. They're the scouts. This is what they do. I'm just a fan, right? But there's something off about that, you know, a little bit, some of the stuff, like, no running back? Like, really? Things of that nature. They're addressing the lines first round. I do love that. And, you know, I said it, you know, in the draft show and, of course, a couple of weeks ago, Thibodeau and Neil. So I'm cool with that. I'll be honest with you, because as much college football as I watch, Chris, I really didn't follow a lot of San Diego State. I didn't follow Pac-12 of Arizona State. So I couldn't even tell you, to be honest with you. I did find it interesting. They did pick up two linemen from North Carolina. Like, I didn't know North Carolina were world beaters in the ACC last year. I watched a lot of ACC football. And North Carolina didn't stick out on my screen on a run block, pass block situation. I know they were holding up that quarterback, but I guess it is what it is. What about the team? As we go around for final thoughts, as far as the team option for Daniel Jones, the Giants declining that, I love it. You know, it is what it is. If you want to say that on your final thoughts, Chris, you have anything else before you pass it off to Lady Blue?
Yeah, Lady Blue. Lady Blue.
Okay.
Sorry, I was hitting the wrong button. Damn mute button. It gets everybody, doesn't it?
Okay, the option on Daniel Jones. What was the question?
With him, it is what it is. Honestly, who really liked? I mean, he had potential, but I'm torn between him because I wanted him to do well. I mean, he had really big shoes to fill, but I know it. What's done is done. I mean, they already said they're not going to pick him up, so. I don't know where we go from here. I mean, I don't know. DJ is not – we've had so many shows where we either grilled him or we loved him. I don't think everyone – no one ever really stayed the same consistency with him like we did with Double E. So I'm at a loss when it comes to him. I mean, I like the kid. I did. I was hoping he had potential. I was hoping he would be able to fill the shoes, but he's not it. And time to move on and find someone who can make us the team we want to be.
LB, shout out to LB. Giants fans, the Facebook group, Giants fans, joiner group, Lady Blues group, Giants fans.
Hey, I mean, I echo those sentiments. I was not high on Jones when he drafted. It's a smart move. All right, so let me just address. We're not picking up the fifth year. It's a smart move because from what we've seen in the first 4 years, it makes sense going into the fourth year. If he was playing lights out or playing consistent, even with the struggles, because every NFL team ain't perfect where the line, if everything has to be perfect for him to be good, that means he's not good. With that being said, it's a smart gamble. Now, if he balls out, then it's going to cost them money for an extent for a new contract. But do we really believe in the 1 year ball out over the 3 years or the 3 years of inconsistency? So we have to monitor that. But I believe, especially now financially, it's a good move. We didn't really have that money to sign him to that anyway. So I think it's a smart move. Make him prove it, and then we'll happily pay him. We'll happily pay him. But I'm trying to be optimistic, but I feel like we've seen Daniel Jones, and I don't know if we're going to see any better. Because Don't get me wrong, he's got another new offense. He's got a new offense to learn again, and that first year in that offense is never really that great. So. But they said the ball's a quarterback guru, so we shall see.
All right. Trey Graham.
Yeah, like D-Babe said, I've been saying the same thing. Like, it seems like everything has to be perfect for us to see more consistency out of DJ, and that's just not realistic. I mean, we're talking about the real world. It's not realistic. I liked it because I think if they picked up the fifth, was it 21 mil? They would have we would have to pay him if we picked up the fifth year.
20.
I think it was 20.
Yep.
It was 20 mil. Okay,
yep.
And then a lot of people were saying, well. 20 mil for a quarterback in the league now, that's chump change. regardless of the Trump change, cheap is not going to get us wins. So I gave a damn about how cheap it would have been. But, he definitely would have to ball out. This is my take on it. He would basically have to do what Brady did in 07. I'm talking 50-plus touchdowns. And since we're not talking about on PS5 or Xbox, and we're talking about reality, that's the only thing that I could see that would make us give him a deal, 50-plus. Because 50-plus touchdowns this year, that'll erase the 3 years that he was garbage.
All right, Dre, let me stop you right there, because we got to do like 30-second final thoughts. We got three and a half.
Go ahead.
I want to say check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards. Bleed Blue Show. You know how to go. I want to say check us out on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and like all our pages as well. Big love to my girl, Lady Blue, my homie Bates and Dre. Let me just end my part by saying, look, Daniel Jones sucks. Okay, he got to go. and the reason they made this happen is because he's not good. Okay, he's not a good. He should have been drafted in the fourth round, and we wouldn't have this problem. He got drafted too early, and the expectations are unrealistic. And he's not going to make it. He's not a DeBall guy, and he's not the future quarterback of the Giants. And he'll be remembered in Giants history just like Kent Graham and other kid was, Dave Brown. Okay. Let everybody say something real quick, and then we move on.
I got nothing else to add. You see it on the websites, on NFL.com and the Giants website. And then, of course, Tuesday we had our hockey episode, and we're trying to keep our season alive over there in the NHL playoffs. Yeah, but I mean, you can't really read into that. We'll be back on Tuesday for that. We'll be back in 2 weeks for the football. We'll have more, mini camp stuff, and just more of the salary cap stuff on our end. I actually, Azul Unfiltered got the NBA versus NHL comparison. I'm gonna do that episode within a few days. So be on the lookout for that. And we're going to get back into the boxing, Chris. I don't know if you want in on that. We'll get into that. We'll talk and get on that. But yeah, as far as football, we'll be right back on before the holiday. So, be back in 2 weeks. Talk it.
That's right. And by the way, my man Bates is here. Yankees and Mets in first place. I'm loving that. I'm loving it.
Yankees and the Mets, man. Good for both. Yeah.
Big ups to that. Lady Blue, say something for 10 seconds, please, dear.
Love you guys. Love this family. And I'm looking forward and hopeful to this season. Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue. Homie, frontline extraordinaire.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to some more fellowship and hopefully some good football and, starting positive motion in this rebuild. So, keep the expectation low and the enjoyment high.
Dre Brown.
DJ will not be on the team after this year. That's all I got. Bleed Blue.
I will say this. If we got to stop Derrick Henry with the first game of the year, if we can do that and hold him in check and win this game, y'all going to eat y'all words. We'll talk about that later. I look at his deep faces. I say this. Y'all just watch.
Hey, anyway, you can take the bet now, or you can get the interest later. It's your choice.
I'll wait till after camp because we get early from camp. Uh-huh. Bleed Blue, everybody. Sangre azul.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed Blue, 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 bleed blue.